Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities?
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America?
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
I think first and foremost, we want to get some trophies. Middlesex won it last year, but we want to get back to winning the championship. We know how hard it's going to be with a very strong division this year. So it's going to be hard work over the course of the year, but hopefully if we can start well, we'll give ourselves a good chance.
Do you see any standout sides in it this year?
I think every team is good. Every team's got some very good players. So, it's hard to single out just one side. Obviously, Middlesex, after winning it last year, that they're going to be strong again. They're going to want to win it twice in a row. So, but I think apart from them, everyone's strong, and we know that every game's going to be tough.
And how have you found the captaincy so far? How's it been treated by the rest of the players?
So far, it's just been a lot of this and a lot of meetings, but had 2 weeks out in Dubai and a game last week, which was good, and just getting a bit of experience going into the season, and hopefully the lads will follow.
How's the dynamic working between you and Andrew Gale?
It's a good word.
Because obviously, Gale was very much in charge last season. So is he sort of giving you a lot of control?
Yeah. It's been good actually. It's quite nice because he did. About 6 or 7 years of captaincy, so he kind of knows what works well, what worked well with him and Dizzy. So he's trying to do that, and he's given me responsibility and kind of let me lead, and it's been nice like that. I can still get advice from him because he did such a good job. So I'm still going to pick his brain and hopefully we can work well together.
If Yorkshire are to reclaim the championship, what do you think is what are the key factors that are going to enable you to do that?
I think just being a bit more consistent than we were last year with bat and ball. I think as a batting group, if we can get those big scores like we did in 2014, 2015, which gave our attack a good score to bowl at, gave us a good chance of getting 20 wickets. So if we can do that, set the game up with the bat, then our bowlers hopefully can take 20 wickets.
Have you got any captaincy heroes growing up as a kid that you like to sort of model yourself?
Not really. I mean, growing up in Zimbabwe, I was always a big fan of Andy Flower.
Uh-huh. What was it you liked about him? Or was it just that he was there as a great player?
Yeah, he was, I think. I didn't really follow him as a captain much, just as a player. He kind of led from the front. Obviously, he was a great batsman, so he led from the front there.
Did he influence you as well when he was in charge of England?
A little bit. I was only there for a few months, but I kind of picked his brain there. Picked his brain when I played with the Lions, and he was there. So he's obviously a well-respected cricketer and coach around the world. So, but people like Michael Vaughan, he was obviously one of England's best. I've been fortunate enough to play under Alistair Cook and Andrew Gale, and both of them are different. But hopefully I can keep picking their brain and learn from them.
Gary, has it always been an ambition to be Yorkshire's captain, or was it a surprise when you were asked?
Well, I think when I first turned up here about 10 years ago, I just wanted to get a contract. I was happy to get that. And then, obviously, as you move up the ranks and play a bit more first-team cricketer, I always thought it would be great to be able to captain this great county. And obviously, when I got the phone call from Gailey a few months ago, I wasn't going to say no.
And obviously, your first priority is to make sure that you get runs on the board. Yeah. Was there any consideration as to how the captaincy might affect that?
Well, when I have been captain in the past for Yorkshire, I've had good games from there. So hopefully that added responsibility will help me when I bat. But personally, it didn't affect me and say no, if you know what I mean. It was always, I was going to take it, and if I took it, hopefully I'll use that responsibility to score more runs.
When you got the call from Gailey, I mean, at your age and with your record, I mean, you obviously won't have given up on England, so how did you sort of balance those two thoughts?
to be honest, I don't think it affects a one bit. I think, you know, it's obviously I'll be captain here, but I still want to be scoring runs and I obviously want to play for England. But if you focus on, you know, playing for England too much, you forget about the task at hand. And hopefully I can just focus on winning games for Yorkshire. And by doing that, I'll score some runs. And if I ever get the call again, great.
So in a way, has it been the sort of new challenge you needed to just get your mind back on?
Yeah, I think it has. Just to kind of get that focus away from, you know, so much drive to play for England. And sometimes you forget, like I said, forget about just scoring runs at the end of the day. And now I can not worry about that, just focus on you know, winning games for Yorkshire.
You seem to be losing a seam or a day at the moment.
Yeah, I know. Worried about. Well, hopefully today with no training we'll be all right. But yeah, but that's how it goes. You know, luckily we've got plenty of bowlers on the staff. And hopefully those guys will be back soon. But, you know, from what I've seen over the last few months with the young guys coming through, you know, I think they're ready to step in and you know, do a good job for us.
Have you sought the advice of any captains like Michael Vaughan?
Yeah, I mean, Vaughan was here about a month ago and I just had a, you know, quick chat with him. You know, he's, you know, like I said, he's one of England's best, so got a bit of advice from him. Trying to pick the brain of anyone I can who's captained before, but I think it's quite important to do that, but try and be true to myself and not go away from what my strengths are and try and be my own captain.
What kind of style of leadership are you developing?
I think I'm not going to be like Gailey, not as probably outspoken as he, or not as spoken as he is, more quiet and try and lead from the front on the field and in the nets and that way. But you know, I've got a lot of experience now and hopefully I can use that experience and it's great that we've got a side with guys who've seen it and done it, so and I can get advice from them as well.
I think Rooty said when he got the England captaincy that he would bring the best out of his batting. Do you feel the similar thing with your own game here?
Yeah, hopefully, like I said earlier, I think hopefully that added responsibility will, you know, hopefully bring the best out of my batting and it has done in the past and hopefully I can keep doing that.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.